Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. Today's hearing at the International Court of Justice over the war in Gaza has concluded. Israel defended its military offensive and asked the judge to throw out the case. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The two-day hearing was called after South Africa appealed to the ICJ for emergency measures to halt Israel's offensive in Rafah. South Africa also wants Israel to allow unimpeded access to Gaza to deliver much-needed humanitarian aid and to investigators looking into charges of war crimes. The UN's High Court is already considering a case brought by South Africa accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Israel has rejected that, saying the accusation is grossly distorted. Israel's own team of lawyers will argue before the court in The Hague against halting its current offensive in Rafah. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
A floating pier constructed by the U.S. military is now operational in the Mediterranean Sea. Trucks of humanitarian aid have started moving across the pier to be delivered to people in Gaza. In the U.S., four people are dead in severe storms that hit Houston last night. Close to 800,000 homes and businesses across Texas are without power. More heavy rain is expected today along the Gulf Coast. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says flood watches are in effect.
Most of the severe weather effects from this current line of thunderstorms that moved through Texas and are now moving across the Gulf Coast has been from high winds.
Large hail and tornadoes are possible. Donald Trump is returning to Minnesota tonight for a GOP fundraiser. No Republican has won the state since Richard Nixon in 1972. Trump came close in 2016. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee told a local Minneapolis TV station this week he has a, quote, really good shot at Minnesota this time. The former president has made a lot of promises if he wins another first day in office. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports now some of that could be taken care of with a stroke of a pen, but other plans would face hurdles.
If he wins, the former president has promised to repeal federal subsidies for solar projects on his first day. He says he'll also cut funding for schools using critical race theory and reinstate a travel ban that's even bigger than the one he handed down in 2017. Trump isn't the first candidate to make big commitments for day one, but former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Leon Fresco says Trump's promises draw more attention because of his history in the office.
The other thing that Trump has is 4 years of grizzled experience in finding out where all of the hot stoves were.
Fresco says Trump will be able to get a lot done because he knows where he can make serious progress and where things will get caught up in litigation. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Some 1,500 college applicants are being told that the welcome emails they received from Georgia State University were a mistake. As NPR's Jonathan Franklin reports, the applicants believed they had been admitted.
The applicants who sought admission for the 2024-2025 school year received a welcome email on April 29th congratulating them on their acceptance. But the university says those applicants received that email by mistake. The following day, the school sent a follow-up email explaining the error. Joanne Harold, a university spokesperson, told us that those 1,500 students were not sent an official acceptance letter, but rather, quote, communication from an academic department, welcoming those who intended to major in their prospective academic field. The university did not say what caused the error, as some have now completed their applications and have received official acceptances. Jonathan Franklin, NPR News.
Today marks 70 years since the landmark U.S. Supreme Court Brown v. Board of Education decision. The court ruled that segregation in public schools on the basis of race was unconstitutional. The decision led to integration in the classroom and established the principle that separate was not equal. A judge in Indiana has declared tacos are, in fact, sandwiches. The debate went to court. A restaurateur was ready to open his second famous taco location in Fort Wayne, but something in the development plans for the plaza said only sandwich or sub restaurants allowed. Martin Quintana sued, and the court agreed. Tacos and burritos are Mexican-style sandwiches. I'm Kristen Wright, and this is NPR.